This is Voices of Poverty, a series of podcasts with people living in poverty in the greater Charlottesville area and with those working to help those living in poverty. Voices of Poverty is a project of Leadership Charlottesville, a program of the Charlottesville Regional Chamber of Commerce. I'm Becky Waybright with the 2006 Class of Leadership Charlottesville. Charles Martin spent 20 years as a probation officer in Charlottesville before becoming the executive director of Urban Vision in 2004. The organization was formed to provide services for low-income housing complexes such as Friendship Court and Garrett Square. Martin says Urban Vision's mission is to encourage individual success as well as neighborhood vitality by promoting lifelong learning and equal access to education. In short, Martin wants to restore possibility.
People flourish when they're able to dream. A lot of people that we work with don't dream. A lot of young kids don't even dream. There's no dream about the future. There's not a concept of my child is going to grow up and have a better life than myself. Parents do dream for a life that's better for their children, but don't actually see the reality of that happening. It's more of it's a disconnect. It's sort of like, let's win the lottery. You know, when I'm 25, I'll wake up when I'm 25 and I'll have the white picket fence and the whatever that dream may be. As individuals learn and grow more capable, the entire community becomes livelier, more vivacious, and more livable. The bridge to connect the dreams to reality has to include education, lifelong learning, and economic opportunity. One thing that I've learned over the years as a juvenile probation officer, as a foster parent, as an adoptive parent, as a natural parent, is that you can't help people who don't want to help themselves. Otherwise, when you start trying to help people, you just become a crutch. If I could point to any one thing that's hurt people more than anything else, it's government and the crutch that government provides. Government's not capable of distinguishing between those people who are trying to help themselves and those people who are not. Government has to do it blanket-wise, and when you do it as a blanket, you end up becoming a crutch for all those people who are not trying to help themselves. It's sort of like the alcoholic or the drug addict. Until you hit bottom, you don't realize that you need to come up. And that safety net that sounds so great really is a enabling net. So you have a huge population that never hits bottom, and so they never realize that they need to change behaviors in order or make responsible choices in order to move up.
Urban Vision collaborates with dozens of social service agencies in the area, both public and private, while Urban Vision receives some financial support from both the City of Charlottesville and Albemarle County. Martin is proud his organization has firm roots in the community.
Urban Vision is located within the community. We're not social workers or probation officers or special programmers that come in, knock on the door, go in that door, stay 10 minutes, leave the community. And by being a part of the community, we help facilitate a lot of those agencies that just come in and leave. By being a part of the community, we can figure out who really wants help and who is trying to get over that hump and who just wants to take advantage of the system. So we're there. We don't target a group. We don't target kids. We have children's programs. We have an after-school program that's excellent. We don't go into community and say we're targeting these young people and say hopefully they'll grow up and everything will be okay with them, because we realize that when you're only spending two hours or so with a person, you're not the bigger influencer in their life. It's the whole community that has to be an influence in their life, so we need to have an impact on the entire community. So when we help people with economic opportunity, when we help people find jobs, when we help people start their own businesses, it has an impact on the conversation at the dinner table. It brings about the dream.
Martin says that at least one set of criteria points to Urban Vision being a success. He describes how police calls from subsidized housing have been down since the program began.
In 2003, there were 1,550 police calls, and these are police calls as defined by the police. You know, we get a printout of all their calls for the 400 block of Garrett. In 2004, that dropped to 792. In 2005, that dropped to 590. And the total number for 2006 was actually 570 something. So we came in as a decrease this year too. We can look at that across the board. We can look at it in terms of domestic violence. We can look at it in terms of assault. We can look at it in terms of drug offenses. However you look at it, every category has gone down.
Martin says poverty in the United States often stems from people making bad choices, though not in the case of people who are mentally ill. But he questions the effectiveness of some government programs designed to help people out of poverty.
To me, it's more of a mindset and a circumstances of generations. In my opinion, the Great Society was a fantastic goal. But once people realized that the goals weren't being achieved, no one was willing to change the strategies that aren't leading to our goals. And so therefore you've got generations. So it's a mindset that's now ingrained. I say that because I was born very, very poor. But you know, I never really knew we were poor until we integrated schools. And I figured out that I didn't have as much as other people did. But what we did have, we all had the work ethic and we all worked hard. If you needed more money, you got two jobs. If you needed more money, you got three jobs. You know, what you have to do is you have to constantly search for those people who are trying to help themselves. We're constantly just looking for situations to give people support when they need it most.
One way Urban Vision helps people is by providing a basic financial education. Caseworkers help their clients qualify for tax breaks and teach them how to be smart with their money. They'll also point people towards organizations that help with tax preparation for free rather than expensive tax preparation firms. But where money is concerned, the central point is to get people to avoid making short-term choices that provide immediate gratification.
I mean, every person is born with the innate desire for immediate gratification, and we all have to learn to choose those things that are better for us in the long term and push aside those things that gratify us immediately, because most immediate gratification is negative. I mean, it just is. You know, you wake up in the morning and your first thought is to lay there and get that immediate gratification of sleeping in an hour, but long term, you know, you're going to get fired.
For more information on Urban Vision, visit www.urban-vision.org. That's urban-vision.org. I'm Becky Waybright, and this is Voices of Poverty, a project of Leadership Charlottesville and the Charlottesville Regional Chamber of Commerce. Music in this podcast comes from Ambient Technology from their album Phoenix, available at magnatune.com.